Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Let's talk about how we can better help the needy and disadvantaged in our community. Very happy to be joined by Mr. Desmond Chu, the mayor of the Northeast District, member of parliament for Tampanese GRC, and advisor to the Tampanese Chungut Grassroots Organizations. Good morning, Mr. Chu. Thank you for being with us.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
How's everything?
It was a nice Vikings production.
Yeah, well, absolutely. How's everything in the Northeast CDC today?
Well, we're busy as usual. COVID hasn't been too easy on us, especially for community workers. It's been ups and downs, but we know that there are real issues that we need to deal with. It's not just that you cannot go out and dine anymore, but there are people who are suffering from mental health issues, and the elderly are not out there interacting. So it's impacting the lower income, the disadvantaged, a lot more. Than the middle income guys. So yeah. It's been keeping us busy to try to find safe solutions for our residents.
One benefit I would think in your particular district is all the green spaces you have. You have wonderful park connectors and, of course, the coastline, the parks. So is that helping in a certain way to help people relieve some stress, be able to get outdoors and enjoy some parts of nature that some other parts of Singapore don't have?
It does help to balance things out. People get to go into the parks just to relieve some stresses. But you do know that we all have to keep safe.
Yeah.
And people are spending a lot more time at home now than usual. So then it's caused some problems, right? You get more disputes, right? Mm. You might have not noticed noises that you used to because everyone was out at work. So we get more neighbor disputes now. We get more quarrels. And so the CDC came in, and we have our law at CDC. It is a series of legal workshops that help people to understand their legal rights, but more importantly, find ways to mediate. Because you don't want to go through the court system, right?
Sure.
I don't think it's good for just relationship building. So we started across the island free workshops for people to understand rights and responsibilities. It's not only just about rights, right? So, and better ways to get issues resolved. So that has been good. So that's been keeping us busy, really trying to pivot into topics and areas that people need during this endemic COVID period.
Wonderful stuff. And as the mayor of the Northeast District, Mr. Chu, practically neighbours, I can see Tampanese Road from where I live. And one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, which I do find genuinely impressive, is this project you have called Project Refresh, what it is and what it represents, because you're doing it in a tough time. I mean, you'll go into more detail, but basically you're giving your community an uplift. And you can go into details about that. But, you know, it's a tough time to do that. Migrant workers are harder to source at the moment. I know a lot of people having to put renovations on hold, renovations of home, renovations of housing estates, renovations of blocks. And yet here we are in the middle of a pandemic, and you've managed to do this Project Refresh across your community. So I give you huge credit for that. So how did you do it, and what is it, and who benefits from it?
The key driver for why we want to do Project Refresh has always been that we want to help people to refresh their homes so that it helps them for a longer run. And quite importantly, for the volunteers who are part of that project, you get transformed as a result. Because no matter what kind of conditions you are, you see some of the conditions that the elderly are in, the lower income are in, you know that even your worst day is probably a good day for them. So that's a transformation process we want to have. But COVID hits us, and we're like, okay, do we just stop everything? But the problem continues, right? So we've been getting a lot of demands from our own volunteers and say, we want to go out. So over the last 18 months, we've been finding ways to transform homes safely. So we are fully compliant. So nobody's going to come and issue me for warning. fully compliant. We do all the checks. We make sure there's shift and there's staggers. But one thing that we do that doesn't change was we go to every household. We understand what is needed. We find out the problems that they have. And we are obsessed with giving them solutions. So one of these things that we've done was to provide customized furniture. And how this came about was many of them are in rental flats. And, you know, rental flats are small. And if you try to go to a standard furniture store, you just cannot find furniture to fit. But customized furniture is expensive. So we're like, okay, fine. We have a real problem at hand. So we went out hunting. And we found a corporate partner called SP Homes and said, all right, we can provide customized furniture, but because we like the work that you do, we are going to do it for free.
Wow.
So we went to units 3 to 4 times. One family especially touched us. Went in, it was husband and wife, 2 young children, school-going children. The house obviously has not been renovated for quite some time. Husband was out of a job. The wife was struggling to find a part-time one. The 2 kids, hardworking kids though, but you couldn't find spaces for them to study. So even though we were just there to change a cabinet, the corporate guys went in and said, no, these guys need study tables. They need shelving. We're going to transform the place. So we went in, we transformed the place, and you can see that they were just so uplifted by the fact that now we have a proper place. We are not alone. People believe in us. So that is what we're trying to do. So we went around Tampines area and we hunted for units and we transformed units one by one. We brought in our young volunteers. They declutter. You'll be surprised how much people can clutter their house in 1.5 years.
Wow.
It's amazing.
That is awesome. We're talking with Mr. Desmond Chu, the mayor of the Northeast District in Singapore, member of parliament for Tampines GRC, and advisor to the Tampines Chung Krat grassroots organization. Now, you mentioned that there were you'd worked with a fairly limited number so far. What is the goal for how many homes you can reach out to, or how many individuals, perhaps, if they have other challenges, other problems during this COVID time that's been so tough on everybody?
Wow, we have a long history. We started about 4.5 years ago. We have done about 400 homes.
Gosh.
At the highest, we have 1,000 volunteers coming over the weekend.
Wow.
To spruce up about 80 homes at the same time. But now we clearly have to pivot, right? We have to do things quite differently. We tested the pilot for 5 homes, changing the furniture. This year end, if things hold up, we're going to do another run. But this time around, it's going to be different. We're going to not only just declutter house, we're going to repaint houses. We're going to give them a fresh coat of paint. We're going to bring in people to engage the residents. It could be 20, it could be 30, it could be 40 households. We want to stay nimble, depending on what the rules allow us to do.
Yeah.
So
I was just going to say, Mr. Chu, a couple of years ago, I participated with the American Association of Singapore and Habitat for Humanity. And we went out to one of the HDB blocks out in Commonwealth area. And we did the same thing. Habitat for Humanity had recognized about a dozen flats that needed to be decluttered and painted again. And just going through that experience in just a day, you know, it was a Saturday basically, but the people who lived in those homes were so thankful to get basically a new lease on life, you know, in these small, you know, often overcrowded rental flats that they're in. What are your constituents telling you, the ones who have had this done to their homes? What has their reaction been? I mean, I'm assuming it's a positive reaction, but what are they telling you about this program?
I think the biggest thing they've been telling us is by the younger people coming in to help, they feel that the world is a less lonely place. That especially over the last 18 months, they felt they'd been forgotten because you just couldn't go out anymore, right? Especially if you're the elderly ones.
Yeah.
So just by getting the young spirit, the energy going in, they just feel that, hey, I do matter to some people. And I also see the same transformation from the volunteers who go in to do that decluttering and the repainting. They themselves find that, you know what, I'm not going to just stay at home and give up and give in to what COVID is going to impose upon me. I'm still going to do the right thing, but I'm going to do it in a safe and responsible manner. So you have people getting vaccinated, signing up and saying, no, I'm ready now. Send me in, right? So we have a lot more people raring to go than we can do at the moment. So it's a huge pent-up demand for the expression of passion to help. So we want to be that kind of platform that well-intended people, younger people, they can find a good way to express their energies in a very purposeful, impactful
way. And it very is a purposeful way. Yeah. And what is interesting, Mr. Chu, in this particular instance, you have young people supporting older people in a community, which is wonderful. But equally, you're also helping younger people as well, aren't you? I'm looking at your new school subsidy scheme that you've been helping with in your CDC. Now, this is very, very important and something I take personally as someone who, as a kid, was a beneficiary of a similar scheme in the UK, from a poor background myself. Plus, I go to many, many schools, primary and secondary, including Tampines in Singapore. And I see that there is a bit of a, I wouldn't say a gap, but some students need more help than others. And it's great that you're stepping in. So tell us a bit about your school subsidy scheme.
Yeah, it is a transport subsidy scheme that started deep in COVID. We started for the tertiary students first. So those guys who need to go back to campus, they do spend quite a fair bit, even if they're on concession passes, because you do need to cough up some money in advance before the subsidies come in, and they don't cover you fully. And deep in COVID, their parents were just not working, right? You get some wage support, but the freelancers, the self-employed people, they're not getting in income. So the last thing we want for them to go through this was to feel that I cannot even help my kids to get to school. So we want to take that stress off them. So that scheme went on very well. Then we started asking, so what about the primary school and the secondary school kids? They could face the same problems. So we surveyed 70-plus schools in our area and said, do you have kids that need help? And the prevailing thing was that either some are going by private school buses because there's no direct bus connection. Some are still buying concession passes and say, okay, now, the subsidy is there, but sometimes we are the borderline case, right? Mm. We are not exactly poor enough to get public assistance, but we're not well off enough. So where can we get help? Yeah. So we want to help the sandwich class people. So we started this, and we are happy to say that if you need help, you'll be able to go to school using our subsidy scheme, and you don't have to pay a cent.
Yeah.
Just fully concentrate on your studies. And this is what we want.
That's fantastic. Hey, a final question for you from one of our Facebook Live regular listeners, Stanley C. He says, getting back to the houses and the flats, what about the houses where there's hoarding going on? Sometimes the owners hoard, you know, we know everything from newspapers to whatever junk. And it can become a dangerous place. It can become a health hazard with
neighbors,
cockroaches and things like that. Is there any program around that in your CDC to handle those types of situations?
Yeah, this is what we call you need to set in the intensive care unit. This is the tough one.
Yeah,
because it is not just about decluttering. You literally need to befriend them.
Yeah,
you need to make them feel comfortable and say, "I'm not taking your life away,"
because they don't want to get rid of their stuff a lot of times, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
this is their life possessions, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You need to bring in the counselors. You need to bring in the social workers. Mm. You need to bring in the pest control guys. I've been to some of these units.
Yeah.
It is not just cockroaches, you know. You get animals of all types, right? Crawling around. I get 8 cats in one flat.
Oh my gosh!
Or more than that. So the whole process takes about 6 to 12 months. To work one unit through all the way till we see some progress. So I think the right thing to do is to alert us, send me a note on Facebook, drop me a note, wherever you are. We'll get some people to reach out and then start that process of helping.
Great answer.
Very, very important. Hey, thank you so much for being with us today, Mr. Desmond Chu, the mayor of the Northeast CDC, member of parliament for Tampines. We really appreciate your time today. I hope you'll come back and talk to us again.
Yeah, sure. Okay, go Vikings.
Does he look like a Viking, Mr. Chu? You can be honest.
Oh, a thousand years ago, yeah. Thanks so much.
All right.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.